I've been working with this exercise quite a lot. At first, I noticed metal filings in my aura, like what you have in an Etch-A-Sketch. You use the magnet to move the metal dust around to make a picture. This time it was me, gathering it and balling it and sending it down. Another time I noticed I had a lot of programming behind me. This is a place that I tend to miss a lot. It is dark and I don't really want to go back there. But I did, and it was misty and dark, and there was a ton of stuff. Today, I cleared programming that I associate with my father and his inability to validate me as a person. I also got that some of this energy was from my birth. He never really embraced me because he thought I was different. There was programming and cords, and my first chakra was stuck closed. I spent a long time moving programming out of my field, and then clearing cords with my father and clearing emotional energy in my first chakra. Sometimes, I find it difficult to move the discarded energy all the way down to the center of the earth in my grounding cord. Any hints for this?
I love how you're integrating these clearing skills together to form a practice for letting go of this very early story from your childhood and your relationship with your father. Whether he embraces you or not, you are always and forever valid. You belong here. I'm grateful to you for sharing this story. And to answer your question about feeling as though the energy doesn't land in the center of the earth, you might ground more frequently. Imagine cutting off your old grounding cord and putting down a new one. It only takes a couple of seconds to do, but it refines your energy and refreshes your connection to the earth. And don't feel you have to track what you clear all the way to the center of the earth. Gravity is a force. It'll do its job.